Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hi everybody, welcome back to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa. Today on the show, my friend Nicole. I have to tell you guys, Nicole, and I hope I'm saying her last name correctly, D'Alonzo, is this fabulous beauty I met via social media. There's so many people I've been able to have on the show that we all met in the early days of when kind of Twitter was exploding back in 2008, 2009, and South by Southwest. And I think actually she shares in the show that she and I met down here in person in Austin. Gary Vaynerchuk was hosting a private event. It's probably 2009, South by Southwest, I think. But anyway, I've known her through my business world well before I founded Fitfluential, and she and I have stayed in touch. She's part one of the most adorable couple on the planet. You'll see when you look her up. But she has recently launched her own fitness app, and in particular, it is 19-Minute Yoga. And I didn't actually realize what I was going to hear on the show about, you know, developmentally, how much she put into this app and how much variety this app offers. And I think it's really brilliant. You know, at first I just thought, she's so fantastic. I love that there's an app and it's a shorter time frame because so many of us think that we don't have time. I'm one of them. I've always thought that about my gym practice and yoga. But you're going to learn how much thought this woman has put into developing this app. It's incredible. And I'm frankly surprised that somebody else hasn't done it as well as she has. She is just an absolute wonderful human being. She's so humble, so sweet, so beautiful. I know you're just going to really dig what she's throwing down in this interview. And we're certainly going to have her back on the show because I feel so strongly that yoga can be one of the most misunderstood practices until you've done it. Like until you get to that place where you've had that first real yoga experience and you're like, this is what people are talking about. Like for me, when I go through a period and I haven't been doing my regular yoga practice, I know I'm missing it from a mental and physical perspective. And then when I first get back into it, I'm blown away. And that actually happened to me this week. I got back into my practice and doing yoga at night. And I remember the next day I went to train with my trainer and I said to him, my God, Blaine, I cannot believe how much I'm using my core. But also the beautiful thing is, and we talk about this in this interview with Nicole, how much your yoga practice can greatly impact your performance in the gym and vice versa. It's really cool for me to go back to yoga after missing out on it for a while for myriad reasons and see how much my training in the gym had greatly impacted my mobility and flexibility with yoga. So it really is a beautiful thing. And I'm passionate about helping those that haven't gone down the yoga path see why they will want to try it. And then the fact that Nicole has created this outstanding app that is accessible anywhere and takes into consideration all the things that you will want if you're taking yoga with you when you travel on the road, if you're, you know, accessing this, maybe you have late nights at the office and you want to take a break in the middle of the day and do yoga, she's got you covered. This isn't strictly just about talking about the app. We're talking about yoga and lifestyle and changes. Changes for the better that yoga can make in your life. So tune in. I know you're going to love this. I know you're going to want to check this app out immediately. And I know you're going to be so glad that you have now met Nicole, who's one of the, frankly, she's just a great human being. She's one of the greatest on the planet. And Nicole, I love what you're doing. I can't wait for everybody to get this app and bless you for following your heart and creating something so magnificent. Everybody, enjoy the show.
Hello, Nicole, welcome to the show. You ready to go?
I'm so excited. Thanks for having me, Kelly.
You have been so patient. For everybody listening, Nicole, I have had like the worst technology interruptions the first two times we scheduled her. So I just have to, in front of the public, thank you for putting up with me and my audio issues and my internet issues. Everything is good and all is good in the world. And I'm so excited to chat with you, Nicole. We've been friends. We met in business. When did we meet? When did you and I meet? We met.
It's funny. You kind of touched on this earlier, but we met in person for the first time at Gary's event at South By in 2010.
Is that when we met? That's so funny. So we're talking about Gary Vaynerchuk, and I was telling her when we were talking about technology issues, when I recorded my interview with Gary Vaynerchuk, I was in New York in a hotel and I was sitting at the end of the interview and he's like, great, it's so awesome. And I could see that the software was eating, for lack of a better term, it was eating the whole interview. So luckily, D-Rock and Gary were able to give us their side of the files and we fixed it. But I didn't realize that we met that was the first time we met. There's so many amazing people that have been on the show. Obviously, now you're one of them who I met via social media first and then in person later. And so many people I met at South By. And now I live in Austin, which is crazy, right?
So cool.
Yeah, it's all good. But I need to be coming back to New York very soon. And
yes,
fall is the best.
It's really great. And just as someone, you know, who's been working on an app for the last 2 years, if anyone understands technological issues, it's definitely me. And I just really appreciate you having me on, and I'm so excited to chat with you today.
You are, for everybody, I was just telling one of my team members this too at FitFluential. So for everybody that's listening, I think just the world of Nicole, you're going to really love hearing from her. I think she's so pretty. She's so talented. She's so humble. I love that she's launched this yoga app. We're going to talk about yoga today. You're going to want to go out and just gobble it up. And I just think the world of her. She's just somebody that I know once you listen to this interview, you're going to get off the show. You're going to discover her on social and be like, oh, I love her. She's like my long distance sister that I've never met. Like, she's that person. You will love everything about her. So, so happy that we're on the show. So happy that everything's working today. The worlds are colliding for greatness, and your yoga app is going to be the best yoga app on the planet. I just think it's going to put all of those to shame. So we're going to make it that way. But let's start off with how you got started. And this is one of the things that I'm really liking to do with all of our guests that come on the show. You know, at FitFluential, we say that we are fitness found. That's our tagline. And some people go, well, what does that mean? When I say we're fitness found, what we really want to encourage people to do, men and women of all ages, is find your fitness. And that means find out what works for you. You know, if we're talking about yoga today, this might be something that you listen to that makes you go, okay, I've heard people talk about yoga, but this is what's making me want to go try a yoga class or download that yoga app and do it at home. But it doesn't mean it's for everybody. We want you to find what works for you, what sets you on fire so that you're going to want to stay active, get healthier, and stay the course. And that doesn't mean doing what you read about in a fitness magazine because it's cool. It means finding what works for you. So what I like to ask my guests the first time that they're on the show is, what got you started on your fitness, health, and wellness journey? When was that and why? How did you end up? And it might not have happened right away because some people will start down a fitness path. They'll do several things and they'll go, okay, I really discovered what I loved and what was right for my body 5 years later. Some people discover it right away. But Nicole, for you, when was it in your life that you started pursuing a healthy fitness life, if you will? And then when did you find your fitness? When did you find what really worked for you?
So the first thing I think of when you asked me that is being 17 and feeling uncomfortable in my own skin and deciding and knowing it didn't have to be that way. So there was a fancy gym in my town where I grew up, and I got a job to pay for the membership and took my first set of classes there. And that's where I first took yoga and really just connected with, you know, committing to a fitness program in general, whatever made you feel good, whether I was practicing yoga or running or taking a different group fitness class or lifting weights. I just really fell in love with that community, and I felt like I had connected with my tribe in a way that I didn't feel connected in the classroom, maybe. And so I would go to the gym every day after my after-school job, and it was the greatest experience for me. And I was, you know, getting ready to go off to college later and just wanted to keep that going and continue trying to have these experiences. But I think that it has to adjust over time because we travel and we move and things like that. But that feeling and that satisfaction and self-worth and empowerment that I got from going to this community and being part of this community, and now today finding it online, especially with your community and how you really help people find their version of fitness, I feel like has democratized this so much. Whereas years ago, I had to pay so much money to access it. Mm-hmm. And now it's so available, which is really exciting.
I love to hear, you can just hear it in your voice. And that's when I've always said this, and it's my passion to hopefully bridge this gap, partially with the podcast, but when people are just getting started wanting to lose weight, usually that's how a lot of people will start. For you, in your case, I love that it was at such a young age, and that, I mean, let's get real. You said it was spurred by, you weren't comfortable in your skin. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty awesome that you were self-aware enough at such a young age to say, I want to do something that's going to help me feel better in my skin. But you can hear it in your voice when you talk about this is what I love. This is what, you know, you started to look forward to after school. And that's amazing. And for people that are just listening, that are, again, just starting on your fitness journey, I know what it's like to, you're looking at all of your flaws. You're looking at maybe needing to lose weight, lower your cholesterol, maybe you're pre-diabetic, whatever your health issues are. I think some people start down the fitness road. It's almost like a punishment. They're like, oh, I have to eat better. Oh, I have to lose weight. And I want people to pick up on, just when you hear Nicole talk, when you find your fitness, fitness is not a punishment. It really can change your whole life. And you will, again, when you find what works for you, that's why it's key. It might not be yoga for you. I personally think yoga can be for everybody, but it's got to be at the right time. I remember wanting to be into yoga when Madonna first got into it. A lot of yogis listen to me say that and go, oh my God, if that's what got you started. But really, I remember that wanting to be into yoga, and I would buy all these yoga DVDs, and it just didn't click. I didn't get it. It wasn't until I went to a class, and that changed everything. And I'm going to get my first teacher, actually Kelly Gregorakis down in Miami. I think you know her as well. She was my first yogi, and I went to classes down in Miami whenever I'd visit. But then it was Corey, who ran Tri-Balance Yoga up in Schaumburg. He was one of the guys. I'm going to get him on the show. But once I went to a class and I understood, and I had someone, a teacher, you know, show me what I was doing wrong and what I should be paying attention to in this pose. Like, why do I do this? Why should I feel it here? Then I understood. And I just loved it. And from a therapeutic perspective, from a physical perspective, from a strength and flexibility, it does so much for you. But I just, as you were speaking, I could hear that you are just so genuinely changed for the better by yoga. Do you, and before we get into, you know, your app, why you decided to develop this app and why it's become such a passion for you, do you see that a lot with friends of yours that have gotten into yoga as a practice, maybe people that you teach? Do you see that change happen where people, maybe they've been skeptical about yoga, maybe they finally go to a class whenever it is, and then there's that shift where it's transformative? You really see that a lot with yoga.
You do. And it's something that I do see and I talk about, because I think sometimes it can get overlooked in terms of, you know, okay, I feel uncomfortable right now, or I'm not fitting into my skinny jeans. Like, what do I need to do? Oh, I need to starve myself. I need to eat, like, you know, a small meal today, and that's it. But what's cool about yoga is that it is about being loving to yourself, and it helps you get unstuck, and it helps you embrace healthy habits and rituals for yourself. So when you're practicing regularly, and the science, which is really cool, and what I built the dynamics of the program on, you don't have to practice, you know, for 2 hours. You can practice a few minutes several times a week and get the health and performance benefits that you need without derailing your system and your schedule. So you can have someone practicing 3 times a week for 4 weeks, and you're going to start to notice these changes. You're going to start to make better health decisions in terms of eating something that fuels you and nourishes you versus having a bad interaction with your colleague or boss or partner or friend, and then eating that bag of cookies. And instead of being reactive, yoga gives you this kind of mindful movement that carries through your day. So when things happen, you're being less reactive and you're kind of stepping back and looking at the situation and saying, okay, that sucked. I kind of don't want to talk to that person right now. But I'm not going to do something destructive because I don't have to. I'm not a bad person. I don't need to destroy myself more. I'm going to do something nourishing for myself and have like that smoothie or the fruit or veggies that I know that I love that make me feel good and happy versus doing something that makes me feel worse.
I am writing, you probably can hear me. One of the things I'm trying to figure out about recording podcasts is I take notes whenever I'm interviewing somebody because the guest will often say something. I'm like, oh, I've got to ask her about that or him about that. And yet I'm going to have to ask our production company if it really picks up because I can so hear myself writing at the recording. But anyway, I feel like I have to call attention to the fact that I'm taking notes so that people don't think I'm like working while I'm interviewing somebody, that this is notes so that I can further the conversation. But you said so many gems there. And one of the things I loved that you brought up, because this is for certain something that I deal with as I'm somebody that loves yoga. I am somebody that discovered it late after trying to love yoga, and I didn't, but now I do. I know how much it helps me from a stress reduction perspective. I know how much it helps me from a flexibility and strength perspective, but also you bring up mindfulness. It really will teach you so many lessons about your body, about your ability to do things and get into uncomfortable situations figuratively and literally within your practice and in your life. It teaches you so much. But what I love is you brought up, hey, you don't have to practice 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I find myself thinking with yoga, and I think this translates to fitness in general. A lot of us think you have to have this perfect practice. Like you have to go to the gym. I used to think this, you have to go to the gym and spend 90 minutes or 2 hours every session, or it's not a session. And the reason I got into that mindset is because when I first started working out with a trainer in Chicago, he would have me do an hour of cardio, an hour of weight training. So I thought that's the only way to do it. That's not the only way to do it. And when it comes to yoga, I love that you said, in fact, I'm going to have you elaborate just a little bit on that because in fact, I'm looking at some of my notes here, your app, which we're going to talk about shortly, actually focuses on shorter bursts of yoga, you know, 20 minute sessions. And for people like me, I have found, so you can be my guide here, Nicole.
I would love to.
Like here's the reality. Like I'm so used to when I go to a physical class, it's usually a 90 minute class. And I always think if I'm not doing an hour long yoga session, I'm not doing yoga. So let me just ask you that because I know that there are some people who end up doing what I do. I shelf yoga when life gets hectic because I'm like, well, I either think I can't give it an hour and so I'm not going to do it at all. I'll wait till next week and then 2 weeks become this.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be, you know, 2 weeks can become a month. A month can become 6 weeks. And then you're missing out on that wonderful thing that yoga does for you in all areas of your life when you really could be doing just as much for yourself with 20 minutes or 30 minutes. So
exactly.
I'll be honest with you. Like if somebody said to me, do yoga for 20 minutes, I'd be like, I can't do yoga in 20 minutes. So how do you speak to people like me that think everything should be an hour or 90 minutes?
Yeah. And Kelly, you're not alone. That's the thing. So a lot of us, we're running businesses and we have very demanding jobs and home life and different things pulling us in a lot of directions. So we end up saying like, okay, I can't make it to that hour and a half, 2 hour class this week. So I have to skip it. And these are the times when we need yoga the most, which is crazy.
So true.
We end up skipping it. And the reality is that we can't treat it like it's an all or nothing in terms of fitness in general, however you practice. Like, it's going to be better for you, someone, to run it up and down a few flights of stairs than to not do their training at all, just in any respect, right? So when it comes to yoga, we can't think of it as this all or nothing thing, because the body needs yoga in some form. Even if you wake up and you do child's pose once a day in the morning, starting somewhere, these long classes are awesome. When you can go to a class and enjoy yourself, that's great. And I love to do that sometimes, and I think that's awesome. But to make something sustainable for you, I think that for most of us, it's better to have these, like you said, kind of bursts and shorter sequences built into the day. If you can do more, awesome. There are people in my beta group who will practice multiple times a day. They'll do morning and evening and afternoon. So if they have the time, they did 60 minutes of practice, but they got something in the morning or some part of the day, so that they're not getting so far removed from practice that then all of a sudden you're like, all right, it's been 2 months, so now I can't go to class because I don't feel comfortable. I'm going to be intimidated. I'm not as flexible as I was. These things kind of need to be moved around in our body a little bit, you know, most days of the week. So you can get these benefits, but the truth is, there's tons of studies that have demonstrated this, because there are so many health challenges in our culture and around the world. People are finally investing in the research and the science to show people, hey, you can practice 3 times a week for less than 20 minutes and get the health and performance benefits. The worst thing is for someone to skip it entirely and then try to jump into like a harder workout. And even if yoga is not, you know, their main meal of fitness, it's going to help everyone who's trying to go into a different kind of fitness track too. Because, you know, like when you get in there and you're trying to take a different high intensity interval training class or something, you feel different and you're going to be less prone to injury and things like that.
I love what you just said is the perfect segue into what I wanted to give people that are listening that maybe are new or haven't even tried yoga yet, my own, what it did for me and why I love it. And also just a peek. I think most people listening probably have a gathering. If they follow me on social, they know I'm a gym rat. I love training. I love lifting heavy. But for me, what I personally got out of yoga, and it's not, when I was writing in my notes, I said, yoga is not a silo. It's not something, and to reference what I said earlier in the show about finding your fitness, and what I love to see more now in the end of 2017, more people are mixing and matching different things, different practices. People are doing kickboxing, a little bit of CrossFit. They might have been former, I'm just a runner type of a person, and now they're running, they're doing less running, maybe less marathons, but they're running, they do yoga, and then they go to Pilates twice a week, or they go to acro yoga, or they do rock climbing. People are mixing and matching. And I think that diversity and not having your fitness be in a silo, don't be that, I don't want to sound judgmental, but don't be that person who's like, I just do Pilates. Like, mix and match, because all of these things, to what you said, Nicole, and these are the benefits that I found. What I do in yoga benefits me in so many areas of my life. And to keep it as simple as possible, when I am regularly practicing yoga, I am better at work. I am better at handling stress. Mm-hmm. I sleep better. I feel more in tune with my body. That could be a whole show. understanding how all things are connected in your body, how the tightness in your hamstrings has to do with your back, which has to do with your shoulders and your posture. It really is tremendous as far as your mindset, as far as decreasing stress. It helps me squat better in the gym.
Yes.
And vice versa. When I work with Blaine and the training that I do in the gym with Blaine, you might have seen, I should have tagged you on this post earlier this week, Nicole, because I have, unconsciously, I have shelved yoga from my practice for the past couple of months, and I miss it like a lover, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've been in that bad mindset of it has to be an hour and a half, and I haven't had time. So I kept thinking, if I can't do an hour and a half, I'm not going to do it at all. I'm admitting that's a stupid mindset. And now that I'm back to doing it, just a couple days, I'm like, okay, we're dating again. We're exclusive. And I'm seeing all the benefits. What I can tell you, if you're a gym rat and you're listening, if you're a CrossFitter and you're listening, if you're a runner and you think that a little bit of yoga cannot benefit your practice, just like Nicole said, I have to stress to you, look into it. Maybe not everybody's going to love it, but a little dose of yoga will likely transform you, and it can really benefit your practice. And vice versa as well. What I've noticed with my training in the gym with Blaine, I was stretching. Nicole, this is the truth, and I put this up on Instagram. I was stretching after one of my sessions, and I kind of did the, you know, you're standing up and you bend over and you touch your toes and you're just hanging there. Mm-hmm. And somehow or another, I didn't know I was going to do this, Nicole, but I started working my way. And I found it was like tortoise pose. Isn't that where your, you know, your arms, it's almost like crow, but your legs, and we'll link up to this in the show notes.
You did an arm balance?
Yes.
Good for you.
And you guys, I'm telling you, in the past, I would look at yogis and go, how do you get your legs up over your shoulders and then holding yourself up? All because of my mobility work and my focusing on that in the gym. Now awesome. My yoga practice, and it goes the same way. So I love that you brought up, you know, it's almost like a little dabble, do you? I think that's a CPG commercial, but a little yoga.
It makes sense. Yeah, totally.
So I'm going to ask you one question there, and then we're going to get into your app specifically. For those people that are listening, there's going to be some guys that are listening that are like, I'm not into yoga. And you know, all of these myths about yoga. Men that have not done it think, oh, I have to be gay to do yoga, which is moronic. They think that it is, if you're a yogi, you're vegan. You can't do yoga unless you're vegan. I mean, these are things people write into.
Right. You're right. Yeah, they do think that.
They think, well, I'm a CrossFitter and I'm paleo, so I can't do yoga. It's like, it's a club that you have to get into. So thinking that there's going to be guys out there with these weird conceptions, that there's women that they're like, well, I need to lose weight and I'm not flexible, so I can't do yoga. I'll do yoga later because all I need to do right now is lose weight. It's kind of that mindset of I got to lose weight first and then I'll focus on all of that. What do you say to people that think yoga is just, it's like in a silo and it's either for certain people or I need to do it later? We're talking about your app and that it has 20 minutes, a little dabble, do you?
Yeah.
Yoga benefit those people. And how do you answer people that are a CrossFitter and paleo that, hey, this can help what you do in your CrossFit WODs every day? How do you address those myth understandings, if you will?
Right. So first, when someone says that they're not flexible enough to do yoga, it's like someone saying, I'm too dirty to take a shower.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so there's that piece of it, right? And then I'll share some poses with them, like in the gentle class, in my free class pass in the app. It's very, it eases you into poses, and it's all modifications. So when someone who maybe has some challenges in different body parts that I can specifically address with them, either one-on-one, or if they go towards the modification class, they'll realize that there is no starting point of flexibility. you start to get into it and then you start to be more connected with your body and realize, oh, I'm going to do child's pose, you know, with my head resting on a pillow or a blanket because I'm not ready to go all the way down to the ground with my head yet. But that doesn't mean I can't do child's pose. Mm. So it's very interesting. You can start somewhere with everyone. And it's really just if someone is ready to try it, and if they want to try it and they're excited about it, because you're not trying to, I'm not trying to sell it to anyone necessarily, but there are a lot of people who will say, hey, I'm really excited for you, but I'm not flexible, so I probably won't practice your, like, one of your classes. And I'll introduce them to the modifications class, and they don't realize that everyone can access these poses in a different way. So I challenge everyone to press play and give it a try, and let me know if there's one case someday that comes out and says, oh, I couldn't do X, Y, and Z. But there's so many modifications that there really is a way for people of all shapes and sizes to practice. And on the flip side of that, when it comes to getting a very physical workout, I challenge my favorite strength training friends and people out there to take my warrior class. That is kind of the opposite of the gentle modifications class, and you'll get a very physical experience from that, but still in the slow flow, mindful type of a way.
I love what you said, and I actually, as I was taking notes, I'm like, I have to reference my trainer, who I was just talking about. I've put a picture of him up on my Instagram. This was probably a couple months ago when I first started training with him, because he does his own yoga practice every night. So if you go look up my Instagram handle, and I'll link him up. He's actually going to start doing quite a lot of stuff with us on Fitfluential, just educating on training, but also on yoga. And I'll just put it out here. I'll see if he'll give me permission. He will. To notice how I just assumed the sale there, to put his picture in the post. But my trainer is one of the most, if you saw him from afar, and I told him this when I first met him, I'm like, I kind of thought you were one of those CrossFit douchebags. And by that, I mean like an elitist, you know, a guy who's like, he has that look. And we joke about it all the time because he's transformed my life in every way, but he's got a wonderful physique. He's incredibly dedicated. No one would look at him and not go, damn, I want him to train me.
Aww.
And Nicole, you like, we'll have to link up to this. I have a picture of him doing, I can't even think of what the pose is, because I'm not that yogi where like, I know what I do, but I don't know the names of my poses. I'm just like, I know Bodhakonasana, but that's like my favorite yoga term. But he's so ripped. He's in such great shape. And I was doing pigeon pose, where I came up and I kind of arched my back and I had my hands on the floor, and he's like, oh, you're moving. So what would that be if you're taking pigeon pose up into the seated position? And I was arching my back, and then he took that where he had his back leg bent up into his arm, and he was all twisted into like a pretzel, and he did. And he's a guy.
Yeah.
And he's a hardcore, like, you would look at him and go, gym rat, bodybuilder. And he's like, I do yoga every single night. So again, number one, for everybody listening, if you think that yoga is just one thing, and if you do yoga, you only do yoga, and if you think it can't enhance all of your training, think again. And I will have Blaine on the show, because he will tell all of you, he practices every night, and it totally enhances your training. You've probably seen that. Do you work with folks like me or like Blaine that, you know, start dipping their toe in the water and then they're like, wow, this is really helping my training?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people that practice 90 minute yoga are also guys. There's a whole, it's both men and women are practicing. And because it is so accessible, it's perfect for, like you said, dipping your toe into it and using it as something that even warms you up before you go for a run or something like that, and gets you started in the morning in a very effective way, efficiently.
Yep.
And when you practice yoga, you're always doing some kind of core. Your core is always engaged. So even just from a superficial standpoint, I mean, I always like to see the little lines on my abs.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Everybody wants that. And you know, this is kind of the last to kind of close up on this. And then I want to move into your app, because it's such a perfect segue, especially for those people that are going to be listening to this going, okay, I'm ready to start dipping my toe in the water. I just want to reiterate a couple of things to what you said, Nicole. You know, you mentioned the flexibility thing, and that typically is the most common barrier that I see folks, or the most common excuse I see with men or women who are like, I can't do yoga. I'm just not flexible. And you illustrated that so perfectly. In fact, I think that is a bumper sticker. I'm too dirty to take a shower. I mean, that is like the perfect, we've got to think about, like, that's how we get people doing yoga. Are you too dirty to take a shower? That's awesome. But for everybody listening, both what Nicole said there, and then at the very end, how you said you're going to incorporate these stretches perhaps before you go running, etc. What you'll discover in yoga, for any of you that are going to start going down and dipping your toe in the water, it's going to be different what yoga means to you for literally each person. For person A, they might start doing yoga and realize, like, wow, this gives me 20 minutes where my mind is in a different place. I'm quiet, and it's like meditation, right? It might benefit your mind, and that's what you first get out of yoga. That's awesome. For somebody else, it might be that they realize, holy cow, I didn't know I was this not flexible, and I didn't know how good it felt when they come back to class number two, and they can, that's the beautiful thing about yoga. Every time you do a class, you get a little better. Get a little better. Yeah. And it feels so awesome. And that's what happens. Like, look with me. I all of a sudden got into that pose. That was something I've tried for 2 years. But suddenly so cool. Things fall into place, and you never know when they're going to happen. But I will tell you, if you could, you know, if you're bending over to touch your toes and you're a foot away from your toes, the next time you try it, you'll be 11 inches away from your toes. And you'll be like, oh my gosh. So you'll make progress. You'll start to get in touch with your body. But when you start yoga, it's going to have an effect on so many different parts of your life. And again, this, Nicole, could be a whole separate show. This could be a whole series of shows, like how it can affect your mind, how it can affect becoming in tune with your body. I mean, there's so many times when I'm in a challenging yoga pose. This is probably one of the biggest things that hit me for life. I get into these poses that are uncomfortable. And it can be anything, because I'm telling you, people, you'll get into yoga poses that you might have seen on TV or in a magazine, and you're like, that looks stupid. That's not working. And then you get into that pose, and somebody will instruct you and go, this is where you should be feeling it, on this side of your body. And all of a sudden you'll be paying attention going, oh my gosh, I never have tried to use that side of my core to pull my body up out of this pose. And you'll become so much more aware. But it's usually the discomfort that you first feel when you go into a certain pose, or when your hamstrings are tight, you can't stretch, and you immediately will recognize in yourself. Tell me if you observe this the same way, Nicole. Mm-hmm. People get into a pose, it's uncomfortable, they recoil. They immediately want to stop doing it. And isn't that what we do in life?
Right.
We get into things that are difficult and we want to run. I don't like this conversation with my spouse, so I'm going to avoid it. I'm going to just walk away and hope that we just don't talk about it. I don't like this situation at work, so I'm not going to bring it up. I'm just going to bitch about it at the water cooler. And yoga can be such a metaphor for life, because the more that you realize, you go into those poses and you'll feel your muscles eventually release, and then you can do it. That starts to bleed over into the other areas of life. Have you found that to be metaphorically true? And do a lot of your students kind of come to that as well?
Absolutely. And when I teach, you'll hear me say, there's this idea, right, of finding a sense of ease in something that makes you feel uneasy. And you'll be in a pose. And I like to use hip openers as an example, because the majority of us store so much emotional distress and fear and anxiety in our hips. And what do? We sit at a desk and work on a computer most of the day. So our hips are closed. So in all of my classes, I always teach hip openers, because you need to open up all that stuff and get the gunk out no matter what you're doing. And just like when I'm teaching, I walk you through the good that you're doing for your body. So I'll explain these different things. And try to help you find that sense of ease, because 100% most of what you're really taking from yoga and what yoga is giving you is more authentic way to say it, is teaching you how to practice these things in this mindfulness off your mat. So taking your yoga off your mat is where you get all of these positive benefits that just spill over into the rest of your life.
I'm writing that down. Take yoga off your mat. It's so true. I mean, to me, when I really, really, because I would find that if I couldn't do a pose, you know, if it was triangle pose, I have my feet tend to supinate. So I have always had issues if anything is on one foot, is it Warrior Three, anything like that. And I couldn't do it. So you know what I did? Same thing as in the gym. If I can't do something, I shy away from it. Because ultimately, deep down inside, I'm scared. I don't want to look like an idiot. But if you keep at it, you realize that you will inevitably get it. And to me, again, that's where yoga really bleeds over, because I've had so many of those moments in class where I'm, you know, I do a yin yoga class. Mm-hmm. And yin yoga, for everybody listening, is when you hold poses really, really long for like 3 to 5 minutes.
So good.
It's painful, but then you get it to that second or third minute and you're just breathing through it, and you'll feel inside your body, you know, that hamstring start to go, okay, I'm going to let you go. And you sit there and you're like, wow, here I was tightening up, resisting. And if I just chilled out and just breathed through it, I was like, look what happened at the end of the tunnel. And you start to it really will. For me, that's what bled over into my work life. I'm like, okay, you're reacting. Chill out, breathe through this, figuratively speaking. And right. So again, that's a whole other show. I've got like a whole list here, Nicole, of topics. We need to do like a whole series.
I love it.
Yeah. People can start to get, because again, there's so many things people don't understand, and they make so many, it's kind of like chiropractors. They make so many assumptions for the bad about something they don't understand. And it could be so beneficial to their lives. So
definitely,
it's definitely one of those things. Obviously, I'm passionate about spreading the love. And obviously you are too, because that's one of the things we want to talk about today, is you took your passion for yoga and how much it's impacted your lives and your life and the lives of people that you know, that you decided to put everything in and create your own yoga app. So tell us about that. What drove you to say, okay, I love yoga and I'm going to go for it and create an app? It's a competitive market space, and I've seen what you've done. I know you've had technology struggles.
Yeah.
Some of them, and God bless you. But tell us about your app and what made you do it, and where are you at now, and how, you know, again, what I love hearing about what you did with this app is the shorter classes, which I think for so many people listening, who are going to maybe say, I'm ready to dip my toe in the water, this can be the perfect segue. So tell us.
Yes. So I, like most people, was really tight on time. And also I wanted to figure out how to get the health and performance benefits from yoga without feeling like I could only get them from a longer class. So the main thing that I have built into this program is making it more accessible. So the entire program is audio first, not audio only. And I'll come back to that. So every class you can practice without ever looking at your phone if you choose to do that. Mm-hmm. So I have step-by-step instructions of every body placement and movement, so that, like you were saying earlier, when you work with a teacher, you know, they'll come to you and say, okay, you know, you need to keep your knees soft, like keep a tiny bend in your elbow here and things like that. So what I wanted to do is I couldn't find that guide anywhere. So most of the first year in the last couple of years building this was spent building this comprehensive resource of outlining all of these classes and then building step-by-step audio instruction so that you can practice and feel like you're getting this in-person experience. So that if someone can't afford or spare the time, they're not missing out. So you get the step-by-step audio instruction. I voice guide you through everything. And then I also have illustrations on the app so you can reference the poses. But you'll have a voice guide of everything so that you're really cared for in the class. And I also didn't want to sacrifice things like intention setting and Savasana in the app. So everything that you experience, it doesn't just throw you into a bunch of poses. It's super personal and almost to a point where it made me feel nervous when I first went, you know, into public beta with it just recently, like a hot minute ago. Because I share personal stories, you know, about things that relate to the sequence. Like in the warrior class, I talk about taking space because you deserve to take space. And I remember sitting in a meeting in my corporate life feeling like I didn't deserve to be at the table. And I actively tried to make myself small. And that's crazy. Mm. So there's these things that I've experienced that I built into the classes that you would hear from a teacher in your neighborhood. So it's, I tried to create that intimacy that you would have. And I really just kind of dove into it. It's something that I've wanted to do for a while because I would travel and not be able to stream a video or something like that. Or if I could stream the video, then it's like I'm craning my neck and falling out of alignment to watch a yoga video. And I'm just like, oh my God, why hasn't anyone fixed this? And I got so frustrated. And so I started to work on building my own classes and everything was super clunky for a really long time. And then I just kept testing things. And I started with a very rough SoundCloud audio file that my good friend, Jacqueline Carley, who I'm sure you know,
yes,
Lanty, who I love. I said, Jackie, I'm working on this thing. I have this idea. Will you just test this class with me? Because she's also certified. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I started.
She's going to be on the show too.
She's awesome.
I actually owe her a follow-up.
Yeah. And I was like, will you test this for me and just see like how the experience is or anything? And that's really how it just got started. I started, you know, I used whatever was free that I could find. I recorded in my closet. So when the apartment next to me turned on their dryer, you would hear like the dryer noise. Kelly, it was so embarrassing. I was like, I went to all my other yoga friends who are certified and I was like, you guys, I made this thing. Will you just try it and tell me like, does it suck? Does it not suck? And that's just how I started. And there were certainly people who were just like, yeah, I don't get this. It's just audio. And I was just like, oh, okay. And it just took a while to really fine tune it and realize like, okay, so if I include a few more instructions here and I include some illustrations there, now I have a package that scales and is accessible by all these different groups of people. And I just went out there and tried it. But I mean, like there's, and I even have some of this recorded for like behind the scenes that I'll eventually publish through a podcast. But I mean, there's like 1 a.m. conversations that I had with my partner, Jason, just like, oh my God, I'm like bleeding, sweat, like blood, sweat, and tears trying to build this. Like, is anyone going to care? And the truth is that I was using it. So I at least had one person who was going to use it. So I just kept trying and then eventually started to share it. And it seriously gets me choked up. Like even when you were just like doing your introduction this morning, I just appreciate your support so much. And I see like notes from people. I got a new note this morning. Somebody, this mother who was super overworked and couldn't afford to pay for my friend's studio classes anymore. And she was like, hey, my friend built an app. You should check this out. And she said the woman was like in tears because she could access yoga in this way now. It's just so cool.
Everything you just said sparked a lot of things that I can confirm or reiterate, if you will, but also for everybody listening, you know, if you've not been to a yoga class before, you know, I know what it's like to be on the outside of yoga. and to see people that talk about it. You see commercials with a bunch of girls in Lululemon going to this studio, and it looks very cool and they all look very perfect. And it just seems kind of like another world of people, right? And you're on the outside and you don't get it, and you're not. And then maybe you look up a yoga class in your area, and here's, you know, one of the things that you touched on as a primary factor is accessibility. I know from my own experience, when I lived in Chicago, I lived out in the Northwest suburbs, and the studio that I found, I started with hot yoga. The studio that I found was Tribalance Yoga, and I think it was more Roselle. But where I first lived in Carpentersville, it was about a half an hour drive. So I would have to leave, and I'm one of those early freaks. So if the class was 90 minutes, and most of the classes were 90 minutes, I wanted to get there 15 minutes early to get my locker and get situated. Mm-hmm. So then I would leave 45 minutes before the class, 45 minutes to come home after the class, plus a 90 minutes. So that's 180 minutes of my day. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of people. And when you find, when you love yoga, and it really affects you, it's a good drug. You will want mm-hmm. more and more of it. And so for me, that accessibility, being a business owner, I'm like, can I go take 3 hours of every single day to go to yoga? I wanted to, but I couldn't do it. And then furthermore, when I moved even further out into the suburbs, suddenly that was going to end up being 4 hours because I'd moved further away. They're not every place. I'm sure in New York, you have tons of studios. They're probably also expensive, but at least you have a lot of studios. There's a lot of places. I'm thinking of Columbus, Ohio. I'm thinking of the suburbs of Chicago. There was one place for yoga. Mm-hmm. You go to Miami, tons of places. Austin, we have a lot of places, but there are tons of areas where people are living, and there might be one yoga studio. So number one, you might right. not always have the classes. Number two, it can be costly. So I get it. And number three, yoga should be accessible for everybody. And right. having it at home, and to what you said about the audio only, I love it. In fact, I probably, until you explained it, would have been like, oh, I'm pretty sure I'd need the video. But when you think about being in those poses, the more that you can close your eyes and have mm-hmm. that mind muscle connection and just listen. And if somebody says, okay, relax your hips, make sure that your hip bones are on the floor, you'll go, okay, rather than, like you said, craning your head, look yeah. at the audio. So I think I commend you for really putting yourself in the minds of your students, right? The people that are going to need this, and sticking to your gut and what you knew people needed, because this is perfect. It's 19 minute yoga. That's the name of the app. And it is what it is. You're offering all these different types of classes. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have you wrap up because I'm realizing yeah. we totally hit our window. So I want you to tell people, number one, where they can find the app, where they can find you, tell them about your website. But Nicole, I think you've done something extraordinary here. This is a very unique approach to yoga. I think anybody listening, number one, can clearly see that this is your passion, that you love this, that you want this. You want people to be able to dip their toe in yoga and start seeing those benefits that will bleed through the other areas of your life. And you've given them a way to do it that's not like, hey, just start 90 minutes a day of yoga practice in a studio and you have to wear a Lululemon. Yay! And it's $500 a day. This is awesome. Yeah. So in closing, let's do this. Clearly, we need to have you back. I think you and I could do a series on a lot of these yoga topics.
Yes.
We want to let people know more and more about your app. So for today, for this first introductory session with Nicole and Kelly, tell people, number one, where they can find your app. Number two, where they can find you online and follow you and tell them about, you know, your wellness and productivity site, Victory Rituals. And then if they need to contact you directly, where do they do that?
Yes. So 19minuteyoga.com is where you can find my app. And we are available now on iPhone and iPad, 19minuteyoga.com. And I love to work with events and conference organizers. I can run a yoga networking program in the morning or evening. I also love to work with HR teams to help develop wellness programs or a yoga challenge. Something that has been really popular in the 19-Minute Yoga app is the 30-Day Plank Challenge. That has been a really good onboarding for people who are a little new. They really like that because those are super short. It's just a quick cat-cow warm-up, and then you go from a 20-second plank to a 3-minute plank over 30 days. Wow. And the other thing that we just launched within the app is our first 4-week program. So it's really putting to practice the science of 3 times a week, 19 minutes over 4 weeks. And I'm really excited to see the first group that we have in there in the public beta that we just released. It's awesome because it's progressive, but again, it always follows that same style of mind. So you really experience a yoga class from intention setting to Savasana in 19 minutes. And I would love to connect with anyone who has questions or wants to chat. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Nikki's Notes, NikisNotes. And also, I would really love to meet in person. We're going to start doing events and an event series and doing more local yoga classes. So if you go to 90minuteyoga.com, also submit your email and I'll keep you updated on our different happenings and announcements.
That's awesome. And I'm also just thinking I'll connect with you separately because next spring in Austin, we are going to have dates to be determined, but our first Fitfluential biannual event. And I want,
awesome.
I want yoga to be a big part of that. We're going to have fashion shows, fitness fashion shows. It's going to be really awesome.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It's such a great city for it. Austin, it's been amazing for me to see how many companies are focused on fitness, health, and wellness down here. It's a really cool vibe. So Nicole, this is awesome. I took so many notes and I'll talk to you offline about, we should do a series because I know there's so many people that can benefit from starting to explore yoga. If it can help a type A, high maintenance, workaholic freak of nature like me.
You're not alone.
Just from a corporate wellness perspective, I love that you're offering that too for folks in the business space. But you and I, that's how we met in this PR, social media, advertising space.
Mm-hmm.
Start getting more of those folks dipping their toe in this. The world will be a better place. Less people would be on Xanax, right?
And yes.
More people need to be on yoga. So we will definitely have you back. For anybody listening, again, if you have questions, we'll link up to everything Nicole shared here in the show notes at fitfluentialradio.com. If you have any questions, you can leave them there in the show notes, or certainly even if you want to give us a shout on iTunes, give us a review and then let us know. We will definitely have Nicole back on the show. Thank you so much, Nicole. You're the bomb. I will touch base with you and get you back scheduled for our next show. And for everybody listening, thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next time on Fitfluential Radio.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.